Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Cliff Inico back on the show. Cliff's one of the attorneys, one of the small business attorneys in our brain trust, and he's the author of a number of books, including the eBay Marketing Bible, the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Guide, and other books like that. And, of course, his original one, Money Hunt. Many of you have that on your desk, referring to it all the time. Cliff Inico, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure, man.
Good to have you back. So, okay, Cliff, just let me set this up for you, because I want you to give us a report on something that just, folks, this just happened last Friday. As you may know, we now have something in our lives called crowdfunding. And there are three kinds. You've heard me talk about it. Cliff and I have talked about it, too. There's the awards-based crowdfunding, which is where you basically donate money to a cause or to a band or to an artist or whatever. And then there's the crowdfunding lending, which is peer-to-peer kind of lending. And both of those have been really emerging and have been going on. You know, they've been using those. People have been using those. Then there's a third one, which is crowdfunding equity, right, Cliff?
That's exactly right.
And that one has been held up in the government by the Securities and Exchange Commission, because that one is fraught with all kinds of tricky stuff. And tell us what they decided on Friday.
Okay, first of all, this is a big step. Back in 2013, Congress, the SEC proposed regulations. First of all, a little history. Back in 2012, Congress adopted something called the Jobs Act. It's called Jumpstart Our Business Startups Act, to try to loosen up the securities rules to make it easier for startup companies to raise money from people that they don't know. That's basically what it's all about.
Right.
One of the sections, it's called Title III, has a section saying that that companies could use crowdfunding to raise money for their companies, subject to rules and regulations adopted by the SEC. In 2013, they adopted proposed regulations, which we reported on this show and elsewhere, and then things went into sort of a black hole for 2 years. You know, the SEC was silent on all this, and then on Friday, just in time for Halloween, appropriately enough, they came out with the final regulations, which are going to go into effect about 6 months from now. It's not effective yet. That's the most important thing I think I got to tell people, is that you can't go running out and doing this yet. You got to wait 6 months. There's some infrastructure that has to be built up around this, and that's going to take a little time. But basically, crowdfunding is officially legal. It's going to happen.
So prior to this bill,
right?
Under the Reg D part, correct me if I'm wrong, Cliff. Under Reg D of the SEC laws, you could raise money from people you didn't know if they were accredited investors, meaning they had $1 million in net worth or they made $100,000 a year in net income for 3 years in a row.
That's exactly
that's
right.
That's an accredited investor who you didn't know, but you couldn't. But there wouldn't really
raise
be
money from the masses.
You couldn't raise money
from people like us.
There's no crowds. There are no crowds of those people, right?
Exactly right.
But crowdfunding assumes anybody, right?
Crowdfunding assumes pretty much anybody. That's exactly
right. And that's
right.
What this new rule allows less than an accredited investor to invest in your business. Not unlike the way they donate money to a cause, except in this case, they expect something back, right?
That's exactly right. Now let's talk about the new rules. First of all, the most important thing is you can't just do this yourself. You have to go through something called a funding portal that has to be registered with the SEC. And there are a number of companies. I know there's one called Seed Invest that's planning to do this. There's a bunch of other smaller ones. I personally don't know if the big Kickstarter, Indiegogo, I don't know if those guys are going to be registering as funding portals. My prediction is that they're going to hold back a little bit, wait to see how this market develops. And then what they'll do is they'll gobble up one of the little guys, you know, that are getting into this business and are helping people, mm-hmm. you know, get their offerings up online. But the rules basically are, the rules say that companies are allowed to raise a maximum of $1 million through crowdfunding in a 12-month period, which is important. You can't just, you know, go on and raise, you know, a gazillion dollars here. You're limited to $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's rule number one. Rule number two is individual investors. If they're people just like us, if their annual income or net worth is less than $100,000, they can only invest $2,000 or 5% of their annual income or net worth, whichever is greater.
In their life or in a particular thing or annually, or how does that work?
That's the annual income. So if someone makes $80,000 a year, then they can only invest either $2,000 or 5%
across across all their investments, or
no,
one investment.
Only crowdfunded investments, not
okay.
Not across all their investments.
Hold on that thought. We're going to have to come back with more after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.